Last time on the Lovecraft Covenant.
My life's work.
Congratulations.
What the? Hey!
Nap time.
Is dead. He's pointing us at something.
And when the world understands what I've done, they'll realize that they don't have to accept their fate. They'll join me in the quest.
It's his name! All their names! Those can't be their real names!
Damn, somebody was off his meds.
Yes, poor Richard had a singular vision. Disturbingly accurate. In its way, of course.
When we get back to the office, I'll...
What was that?
Get downstairs, Jack. Now!
I'm coming with you.
You're unarmed. Get out of here. This is Nail. We've got movement in the apartment I'm investigating. Cover the fire escape and get up here. Sykes, I need you.
And now, on the Lovecraft Covenant...
Please, please let me go. You don't understand. The old ones are. The old ones will be. The old ones.
There's no way she's Odysseus, okay? No way. He wasn't disguising his voice at all.
You're right, but she did violate a crime scene, and I think she might know something.
Like what? Is she Pickman's girlfriend?
Not quite.
Right. Understood. Thank you, Detective. Son of a bitch.
And what do you have, Agent Sykes?
Jack's phone call from our supposed perp? It came from a payphone in Salem, Massachusetts.
Wait, the place with the witch trials?
Home of the slow-roasted adulteress.
Who the hell uses payphones anymore?
Someone who wants us to know they were there. Chloe, this has been confirmed by Salem PD?
That's the thing. I was going to follow up. But they called us first.
They called us?
Yeah. They've got a doubleheader for us. Two more bodies.
Two? Jesus, does this guy ever sleep?
Looks like you're headed to Salem, Chloe.
Alone?
I need to stay behind and question Miss Schwartzman. Take Jack with you.
No way.
Hold on. Wait just a minute.
That's an order, and whatever beef you have, work it out on your way to Salem. I don't need it clouding your judgment, either of you.
You're not my boss.
Could have fooled me, Jack.
We may as well get it over with, Mr. Danforth.
You know, those witch trials, they never actually burned anyone, so your comment about Yeah, that was wrong.
This is going to be a long drive.
I can't take this music anymore. It's enough to drive a madman sane.
We're almost there. You don't like it? You can always get out and walk.
Or we could, you know, make pointless small talk like grown-ups do.
You don't belong here, Danforth. You're just getting in the way, putting yourself and the professionals at risk.
Hey, I am totally a professional.
You know what I mean.
Oh, so it's just my lack of badge and gun that bothers you?
This is it. We're here.
Wait, what's that sign say? The witch house?
What better place? Let's go.
You folks, the FBI?
That's right. I'm Special Agent Sykes. This is... well...
Name's Danforth. I'm consultant.
Good to meet you both. I'm Detective Darleth, Salem PD.
The scene intact, Detective?
Well, we do things clean.
So, the witch house. Seriously?
Back in colonial days, a guy named Jonathan Corwin built and lived in this house. A bunch of the witchcraft inquisitions were held here. The city maintains it as a tourist site.
Who discovered the body?
Caretaker. Gave him quite a fright, too. This is the worst thing we've seen around here in, well, in a long time. I gotta warn you folks, it's not a pretty sight in there, even as crime scenes go.
I think we can handle it.
If you say so.
Well, this looks a lot like the last scene, except, the walls.
Holy shit.
Yeah, told you. Wait till you see the other one.
It's okay, Brianna, please. Have a seat. Try and relax.
I want to go home. I want to call my...
It's okay. Have some water. Did that help?
A little.
Just try to breathe. Take your time.
I didn't do it. I didn't kill anyone.
I know. That's not why you're here.
You want to know about them, don't you? About the names.
That's right.
It's all there. In Lovecraft.
Just tell me what you know. What they mean to you. How did you find out?
I read about them on my newsfeed.
You spend a lot of time trawling police blotters.
No, it was for research. I set up alerts for the character names. Never thought I'd find out they were real. Oh god, they're real.
So you were researching Lovecraft. He's a horror writer, right?
He was, back in the 1920s. But he wasn't just any horror writer. He was probably the greatest one of all, with the possible exception of Poe.
So you say?
Not just me. Stephen King called Lovecraft the 20th century's greatest practitioner of the horror tale. Stephen fucking King. Lovecraft stuff gets ripped off all the time.
And you said Mr. Pickman was in one of his stories. Pickman's model, right?
That's right.
And the other two? Robert Blake?
He was the main character in The Haunter of the Dark.
Nam Gardner?
The Color Out of Space.
And what were these stories about?
Well, Pickman's model was about an artist who discovers a race of monsters. They live under human cities, have dog's faces and feet like goats, but they walk like men.
The things in the painting.
What are you writing?
Oh, nothing. It's just an old way of taking notes. Helps me concentrate during interviews. Go ahead.
Well, Richard Pickman. He runs off to join them. They ate human flesh, see, and used to be human themselves. And Pickman goes mad and decides to become one of them.
All right. And Robert Blake?
He finds this old abandoned church and an alien machine, which was brought to Earth by the old ones from the dark planet Yugoth, and can be used to call upon the Haunter of the Dark. He realizes that the Haunter is stalking him, keeping to the shadows. It can't come into the light. Blake stops under a street lamp and can barely make out this thing in the darkness, circling him like a predator. He manages to get home and hides there with the lights on all the time. Then the power goes out and the Haunter just gets him.
And what about the third story? The one with Nahum Gardner? What was it?
The Color Out of Space. One night, some kind of creature comes from the sky. A creature that takes the form of a color that's never been seen in our world. It hungers. Sucks the life out of everything. The gardeners go insane as the color eats them one by one. By the end of the story, some men from town come to investigate and find the surviving family members wasting away. The color comes out of the well and flies back into the sky, and the town covers the farm up by putting a reservoir over it.
And how many stories like this did Lovecraft write?
I don't know. Maybe a few dozen? 50? There are more victims, aren't there? That's why your partners aren't here. Oh my god. It's all true, isn't it? It's all true. It's all true!
Brianna, focus for me, okay? No one can hurt you. You're not named for a Lovecraft character, are you?
That doesn't matter, don't you see? This means the old ones are out there. Cthulhu, Yug-Sothoth, him that is not to be named.
They're only stories, Brianna.
No! 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 No, please, no.
Brianna, calm down.
He was right. Ash was right.
Who is Ash? Brianna, who is Ash? Be careful with her. Don't hurt her. Brianna, you're safe here. Do you hear me? You're safe here. Jesus Christ. Breathe, Dolores. They're only stories. They're only stories.
Case number 08201890. Recorded notes of Special Agent Chloe Sykes regarding crime scenes in Salem, Massachusetts, connected to the ongoing investigation of serial homicides of white male victims in New England. The walls of the witch house are covered in blood, unlike the previous scenes, but not the random splatter of mutilations or crimes of opportunity. This is methodical, precise. The perpetrator, I guess we're calling him Odysseus for now, must have brought the blood with him from somewhere else. The killing didn't happen here. We'll probably find that the suspect took forensic countermeasures as well. That was the case at the previous sites. As noted, the blood pattern is not random. It's math. Some kind of graphical math, with weird angles and long, complex formulas. Trig, maybe. Calculus. It's out of my depth. Despite the addition of these new elements to the scene, there is no doubt this is the work of the same suspect as our previous homicides. There's a message written in blood on the floor, next to the victim. This is consistent to the elements of the previous sites. The message reads, "Ken with Eon's lie." No idea what that means, but I'm starting to think it's maybe some mesh of the Lovecraft references. That transfer offer to narcotics is starting to look pretty attractive.
This is going to make me famous. Not that that matters, really, in the big picture. But, man, it's huge. Bigger than... I should focus on the details. Help Lori catch this guy. We are at the second Salem crime scene, Chloe and I. It's a place called the Crown and Shield Bentley House, on Essex Street. There's a naked, dead man on the lawn, under a tree, mutilated like the other ones. His heart and tongue gone, but there's something else. Something new and just... Well, there's no way to sugarcoat this, so I won't. His genitals are castrated and... Jesus, this is awful. Where they used to be, his killer has cut a deep vertical gash, suggestive of a vagina. The man's guts are spilling out through it. Ugh, I need to pause. I'm gonna be sick. Okay, so nailed to the tree just above this poor guy is a sheet of paper with a message written in blood. "Dreaming eternal," it says. I have a feeling it's not meant as a eulogy to the victim.
Okay, let's take stock of where we are, what we know.
Well, to start, the victims have all been named after H.P. Lovecraft characters, yeah?
That's confirmed. We positively identified victims 4 and 5 of Walter Gilman and Ephraim Waite, respectively. Gilman was the protagonist in the story called The Dreams of the Witch House. Oh, and the symbols and formulas written on the walls with him were something called Riemannian geometry. It's math that deals with other dimensions, folded space-time, weird stuff like that. As for victim 5, Ephraim Waite. He was the villain in The Thing on the Doorstep, an evil, dead sorcerer who took over the body of his grandfather.
Well, that would explain his mutilations. When did you get to be such a Lovecraft expert, Chloe?
I'm not. I just use the Google machine. You should try it sometime.
We should all start reading Lovecraft and any historical literary analysis related to his works. And speaking of web searches, I think I cracked the messages Odysseus has been leaving us. Listen to this. "That is not dead, which can eternal lie, and with strange eons, even death may die."
Well, that's inspirational.
Here's another. "In his house at Relay, Dead Cthulhu waits dreaming.
Real yay?
According to my Google machine, it's a sunken city in the Pacific where Cthulhu awaits his resurrection. These are passages from a story titled The Call of Cthulhu. They're ritual couplets used by worshippers of the Great Old Ones. But the important thing for us is that Odysseus's messages have been words jumbled together from these two pieces.
Right, but there are some extra words, too.
Three of them. I am Providence. That's the epithet on H.P. Lovecraft's gravestone in Providence, Rhode Island.
So he's trying to say there's a hidden message in the work of H.P. Lovecraft?
Or that he is Lovecraft reborn?
Maybe both. And we might find out soon because I have a person of interest.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Something our witness, Brianna Schwartzman, said. When the junior agents were restraining her, she kept crying, "Ash was right. Ash was right."
Oh, please don't tell me this is a Bruce Campbell thing.
No, Jack, I think Ash is Brianna's literature professor. Ashton Smith, 36 years old, graduated with honors from Harvard. He is currently an adjunct professor of literature at Cambridge University.
Where Nahum Gardner's body was discovered.
Correct. And where Brianna took his class on weird literature of the 20th century last year. Her phone records show they've kept in close contact ever since.
Yeah, I had a professor like that once.
I'll be paying Professor Smith a visit in the morning. Meantime, everyone on the team gets a copy of The Complete Fiction of H.P. Lovecraft. Tonight, before you do anything else, we've got homework.
So that's it? No one's gonna say it out loud?
What's on your mind, Jack?
Well, you know, just that however fucked up and sadistic his methods are, Odysseus might actually be onto something here.
Psychopaths are often delusional.
So you think it's just a delusion that a bunch of guys about the same age would all have the same names and characters created by one author? And all be living in the same region that their fictional counterparts lived? And be pursuing jobs roughly parallel to their characters? You're not the least bit freaked out by that?
Until we have evidence otherwise, I'm assuming it's a coincidence.
Great. You have fun with that. I'm gonna go give myself nightmares with this reading assignment.
Jack.
See you in the morning. Before noon, probably, because I doubt I'll sleep tonight anyway.
Well, it's good to see chivalry's not dead.
He does have a point, Chloe. I think there might be more to this, too. Or at least our suspect does. And we have to think like him if we're going to catch him.
I'll get on that homework assignment right away. I hope this doesn't give you one of your headaches.
Yeah, thanks. And with strange aeons, even death may die.
I have looked upon all that the universe has to hold of horror, and even the skies of spring and the flowers of summer must ever afterward be poisoned to me. Great. Yep, just a little light bedtime reading. Danforth, talk to me.
You haven't been doing your job, Jack.
Says who?
You should be telling the people about my quest. There's been nothing on your podcast.
Hey, this stuff takes time.
No, you are my chronicler. I have crossed the threshold. I have walked the road of trials. Soon, I will enter the belly of the whale. You have to tell the world.
I can't write your story until I know the whole story. Besides, I...
No. You have to tell the world about me every day, Jack. I warned you, there would be consequences.
Listen, jerk-off, don't tell me how to do my job. Do I tell you how to go out and carve up people named after Lovecraft characters?
So, you know the truth. Why haven't you told anyone? The world needs to know. It'll be easier if they hear it from you.
That they need to know what? What is it you think these people are doing?
Stop playing games. You know what they're doing, Danforth.
So? Which one are you?
What?
Well, you're one of them, right? Which story are you in?
You think you're clever, Danforth? That you've uncovered a turncoat? The deal's off. I have withdrawn my forgiveness.
Oh yeah? Come on then. What are you gonna do? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How the fuck did you get in here? Hey!